Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Okay, number three, I got to move on. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of understanding is a divine enablement from heaven. I'll repeat this. Spirit of understanding. So we're on number three, right? Spirit of sovereign Lord. Spirit of the Lord. Then spirit of wisdom. Now spirit of understanding, which these are coupled together. Spirit of wisdom, understanding, is divine enablement from heaven in which God grants us a supernatural ability to know, perceive, and instruct as to how something should be done. I'll say it again because I know it was a mouthful. And if you just want to get a couple words, feel free to go with that rather than write the whole thing down. It's a divine enablement from heaven in which God grants us a supernatural ability to know, to perceive, and to instruct how something's to be done. So wisdom and understanding, they go together. Because here's what I believe. Spirit of wisdom is God revealing insights. Spirit of understanding, I believe, really is revelation. God gives you a revelation of something that you can't just receive by understanding. Jesus said to his disciples, I have many more things to say to you, but you're not able to handle them now. So what was Jesus saying? Okay, you ready for this? Revelation awaits capacity. There's revelation out there. It's not that God is holding out on us or withholding a revelation. We're just not able to handle it. Jesus said, I have many more things to say to you. In other words, it's in my heart, disciples, to get this to you, but you can't handle it yet. In other words, when the capacity comes, the revelation will come. I believe that when you pray for understanding, you expand your capacity for the wisdom. So you have understanding there. Okay, number four, right? I think spirit of counsel. Oh man, one of my favorites. The spirit of counsel is a divine download of guidance from heaven. It's guidance. It's God's literally ability to direct you. He's able to speak to you. And I believe that the spirit of counsel, and next we're going to hit the spirit of might. We're almost done. We only got three left. Spirit of might. I believe counsel goes with might. When God reveals his counsel, it's attested by might. So we're praying for a woman for cancer. My wife and I, and she came to me and I end up having a word of knowledge for her. And then God gave me this comprehension to say, and I never prayed this way before. I said, I pray, God, that the cancer cells would eat themselves. Well, I mean, just listen to that for a second. That sounds kind of strange, right? Usually we say, God, let the cancer cells die. Let the healthy cells reproduce. Lord, let cancer leave their body. Lord, you're Jehovah Rapha. Lord, we curse this spirit of infirmity, etc. But I said, Lord, let the cancer cells eat themselves. And like once I said it, I thought that sounds different. You know, like Miss Pac-Man, you know, or something like that. This woman came and testified. By the way, she had stage four cancer. She came back and testified. She had a total clean bill of health. She said, the doctor said, the cancerous cells turned on themselves and consumed themselves rather than consuming healthy. And I submit to you, that was a spirit of counsel, which connected to a spirit of might. Because when you get the guidance from heaven, then the power of God comes to follow that. And so let's just say this, right? The Holy Spirit is beyond ordinary logic. Just nod your head. Holy Spirit is beyond your physical senses. He is not confused. We may be confused. He is not confused. He knows the way out of every situation you face. Come on, I'm speaking to, I'm prophesying to somebody. Somebody right now, you can't see your way out. I am here to tell you. The Holy Spirit knows the way out, and the Bible lets us know he's a wonderful counselor, Isaiah 9:6, right? So what the spirit of counsel does is it retrieves or receives and interacts with the Father and gathers this revelation, this counsel, this direction, and it's available anytime, anywhere for us. And even Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would take that which is the Father. He says, no longer do I call you servants, I call you friends, because the secrets of the Father are revealed to you, which is a big deal, because sometimes we say, am I a prophet? Am I not a prophet? Because prophets get secrets of the Lord. Well, let me tell you a revelation, right? Prophets do. The Bible says that he doesn't know anything except revealed to his prophets. And I used to go, am I a prophet? Am I not a prophet? Do I get secrets? Do I not get secrets? Well, that passage in John 15 lets me know friends get secrets too. Friends get secrets. I don't have to concentrate on, I'm a prophet. Am I not a prophet? I'm a prophet. Am I not a prophet? I see people in this quagmire of strain. And let me, we're all prophetic. Amen. We all hear from God, but just concentrate on being a friend. Concentrate on being a friend of God, because friends get secrets. Jesus said, I no longer call you servants. I call you friend, because that which the Father gives me, those secrets I give to you. Friends get secrets too. It's available.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.